and our monthly update with Director Brian Nesbitt from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Good morning, Director. How's the east side of the state these days?
You know, it's not too bad. It's been more like spring than it has winter, that's for sure.
It has felt like a little more March and April than it has February. Well, we certainly appreciate your time, as always, Director. I wanted to start out with a couple of fishing derbies that are happening over in our side of the state in Lincoln County, especially this weekend. We had the LaBarge Ding the Ling at Fontenelle Reservoir, and then next weekend, Lake Viva Notton north of Kemmer. I know that these local groups a lot of times team up with the Game and Fish because it's beneficial to the ecosystem. Tell us what your kind of thoughts are on these fishing derbies.
Yeah, it's really a great way to have the community involved in trying to help manage a fishery and raise money for a community. I know that the LaBarge, you know, certainly is a community-sponsored event and in place. I think this might be the eighth year now. The LaBarge Events Committee puts that thing on and has done an exceptional job. The, you know, 100 to 300 anglers typically, and, you know, to date they've removed 4,000 non-native invasive burbot from Fontenelle Reservoir, and certainly burbot are not a desired species for at least if you like to fish for sport fish, because they're aggressive predators and they will eat just about any sport fish they can find. And so these kind of efforts have been really valuable in raising public awareness and actually the direct removal of those fish, and then also, you know, raising a little bit of support and money for local communities.
Absolutely. So a great opportunity. We have information on our website for those that would like to participate at svinews.com. Just click events, svinews.com. And, you know, you mentioned the burbot. It's not just that specific reservoir, Fontenelle, but it's become an issue across that that whole region, correct?
It sure has, and Flaming Gorge is probably the epicenter where we really have had problems and have known about it for a while now. They were illegally introduced and have really taken a toll on particularly smallmouth bass. And so there have been a lot of similar events there where, you know, we've encouraged folks to go out and remove burbot. They're, you don't have to keep them. They're considered a non-game fish. And so, yeah, folks have taken advantage of that for sure. You know, and additionally, Flaming Gorge has got challenges now, too, with lake trout and just a lot of smaller lake trout that are sucking up a lot of the resources that Kokanee need and that the trophy lake trout need. And so we actually just had a commission meeting and had a pretty good update on where that's at. And the department is going to be considering some pretty drastic actions to try to address that problem there.
What would some of those actions be, at least some of that are being considered at this point?
Yeah, so additional increased limits and potentially even, you know, unlimited take of the smaller lake trout, the pup lake trout, potentially department netting, similar to what they've done in Yellowstone Lake, targeting those smaller fish. That, you know, those are a couple of things being considered. There's been now for several years increased harvest or allowances for, you know, increased bag limits of or creel limits for those smaller lake trout, but there's so many of them that it's hard to use anglers to really make a dent in the problem.
Director Brian Nesbitt with Wyoming Game and Fish on the air this morning with the weekday wake up. Director, another item is chronic wasting disease. I don't know if it's just me noticing it more, but it seems like there's been a lot of positive results for CWD around the state of Wyoming. Some as close to us as the Pinedale region, some, of course, in other places of the state. Has it been increasing, or is this kind of what's your thoughts on where CWD is currently?
Well, it's been this slow process of over the last 40 years where that nasty disease has just moved its way from the southeast corner of the state to basically now almost every corner of the state. Has almost every deer hunt area has a positive CWD sample from it. You know, out in your part of the state, the prevalence or the rate at which they're infected is very, very low, but that's usually what we see when the disease first shows up. And then over time, the prevalence increases. You know, some places it doesn't go up real high, but in other places, like recently, we've had a lot of problems around Riverton where we've seen as high as 70 and 80% prevalence in those deer.
Wow, that's amazing. Director Brian Nesbitt this morning again on the Weekday Wake Up. The upcoming legislative session is starting next week, Director. I know that that takes up a lot of your time during those 3 weeks. It is a budget session, so a little bit different maybe, but any pieces of legislation that you've noticed come out of committee that may be discussed during the session that has your eye?
Yeah, we're certainly going to have a discussion about fishing outfitters and guides. There's a bill right now that would require those commercial, you know, right now the only outfitters that are required to be licensed and regulated by the state are big game and trophy game outfitters. And so there's a bill that will consider doing the same with fishing outfitters, mainly targeting or focusing on those streams where, or rivers where the use is very high and anglers have complained about the quality of their experience and too many people being on the river. So that's one. You know, we've got a bill that is focused on those places in the state where we have over objective elk populations that are impacting private land and some compensation there. And other than that, you know, there's really not any, there's a couple of smaller bills, but there's not, because it's a budget session, there's not a whole lot of wildlife bills that we've seen so far anyway. And this week there certainly could be some more that get filed. But I think that you probably have seen there's a lot of other things that the legislature is going to have to grapple with this year.
Absolutely, no doubt. Director, anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air today?
Yeah, a couple quick things. We just had a commission meeting here a couple weeks ago, and one couple things I thought might be interesting to some of your listeners. So the commission approved, I think this will be the eighth or ninth year of Mule Deer Initiative funding at $500,000 each year to focus on mule deer herds around the state. Each year the commission goes through and approves each one of those projects, and they did the same again. And that's been over the years, that's been a very productive use of sportsman dollars for sure. They did pass the new shed antler regulation that brings the regulation in compliance with the statute that was passed last year that gives residents a head start on the shed antler season. So that was passed at the commission meeting. And then we asked for some out of budget predator funding. With the winter we had last year, we know there's some places, fawning areas, mule deer fawning areas, especially in that southern end of the winter range, where some targeted coyote removal might be able to help us a little bit with fawn recruitment and reducing predation on fawns, especially when we know we're in a depressed state. The mule deer going into winter this year are definitely in really good shape. Those that we've measured body fat on have been they've set records. And so we know fawns will do good, but in an effort to try to make the recovery quicker, this is one of the things that we can do.
Excellent. That's Director Brian Nesbitt this morning, Wyoming Game and Fish. As always, Director, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care, Duke.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.